The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning, Hudson Valley, and welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm Dr. Eric Ashburn, and this morning, before you finish your first cup of tea, I want to hand you three things to think about. Number one, I'm going to show you why the smallest change you could possibly make to your body may be one of the biggest ripple effects in your health. We call it the umbrella principle, and once you hear it, you won't be able to unsee it. Two, I'm going to tell you about a time bomb that could be sitting in your spine right now, one you can't feel yet, and the one that's actually been shown to diffuse it, what we can do to help you to diffuse it. And number three, I'm going to tell you the honest truth about GLP-1 drugs and GLP-2 drugs. Not the hype, not the fear-mongering, the actual mechanism, what it does and doesn't do, and why it's so many people are going to gain the weight back and damage their health. So stick with me for the next half hour. I'm going to get into it. So good morning. I want to talk to you about some small levers today. I like this principle. I love simple principles that can make profound changes to your health and to your life. The kind of change that doesn't look like much on the surface, but moves everything else underneath it. Here's a principle your body runs on. It runs on one system that controls every other system. Can you guess what that is? And many doctors in my practice, I ask them this question, and they know what it is. They tell me right away. It's your brain and spinal cord. It sends signals to every organ, every gland, every tissue, 24 hours a day, whether you're wherever or not. And if you don't get the signal to these organs, you create disease and other malfunction that you're probably trying to battle right now that could be solved by fixing these simple things. So that's not one pillar among many. That's the lever that moves all the other levers. When the signal's clear, digestion works better, hormones regulate better, your immune system responds better, your metabolism runs better, all without doing anything else differently. That's why chiropractic care comes first in my mind in the timeline of restoring health. It's a small adjustment with the largest downstream effect because it's not only treating one symptom, it's restoring one system that governs all the others. Chiropractic care does something remarkable here. I'm going to share this. It restores motion and it restores signal and it restores function to the tissues and organs that signal control. For most people, that's the missing piece entirely. But I want to be honest with you about something because a lot of practices won't tell you this. If a disc has already started degenerating in your spine, right? If your spine gets out of position, that allows your disc not to get into the nutrition that it needs and it starts breaking down, getting thinner and degenerating. So if it's lost height, if it's bulging, if it's been silently breaking down for years, chiropractic adjustments alone, they'll restore the motion and the function to your body. But what it can't do is rebuild the disc itself. That takes a different tool, spinal decompression. And here's why. A disc has no direct blood supply. It feeds itself through motion like a sponge. It pulls fluid in and out of it, nutrients in and out of it every moment, every movement that you make. So when a segment loses motion, that disc starts starving slowly, silently. No pain yet, just quiet deterioration. By the time you feel something, you may have already been sitting on years of damage, and adjustments can be very powerful, but they don't restore the motion of that disc going forward. Decompression is a really cool advanced tool, and it really makes a big difference. When it creates negative pressure inside the disc. What that means is it pulls the disc apart, right? It pulls the bones apart, which separates the disc, and it brings fluid and nutrients back into the disc, and it begins restoring the height and integrity you've lost. So research backs this up clearly. Controlled studies have shown meaningful increases in disc volume with decompression compared to sham treatments, along with measurable restoration of disc height. So the two aren't competing, they're sequential. Chiropractic restores the system, decompression rebuilds a system left uncorrected, already broken down. And when you have your spine adjusted, it frees up that joint which stopped moving decades ago, lying for the disc to break down, and it frees up the joint, and then you do decompression. It separates the joint and makes that disc much fuller. We call them plump, healthy discs. They happen once the joint can move properly and you can create that negative pressure. So let me ask you something, and I want you to actually sit with it for a second. Just kind of chew on it, mull it over. If that interference in your spine stays exactly where it is, not for one more week, but for another year, another 5 years, what does it actually cost you? And I mean this sincerely. I mean, I'm not asking some sort of sales question. What's it cost you? Is it the golf swing, right, that you used to have? Of so many people that play golf, they've come in, they restored their golf swing. They're playing golf excellently again. They never thought they could. Is it getting down the floor with your grandkids? and being able to back up without thinking about it. That's so important because that's a primary thing of life is being with your kids, your grandkids. And I have so many people come in, they can't hold their kids anymore. And that's something that crushes their spirit. So because the joint isn't waiting for you to be ready, it's degenerating on its own timeline, whether you address it or not. So I'm going to ask you a question. Would it be all right if I told you exactly how we find out whether it's already happening in your spine? It's really simple. We take a real look. We show you exactly what's going on. We look at x-rays, see where your discs are thinning. We can really see where they're thinning, and it tells us exactly how to treat the issues. We have very advanced tables that can isolate out specific discs and separate those discs and bring fluid back into them to restore their health, which is pretty phenomenal. So one of the things I want to do, I want you to picture this. 6 months from now, waking up and just moving. No bracing for it. Not mentally checking in with your back before you get out of bed. That's available to you. But if you start with actually knowing what's going on in there instead of guessing. So what we do, we open up a handful of evaluations every week for radio show listeners to find out if they have this damage that they can get fixed and change your life. We're not the typical office. We really care about our patients and we're really cutting edge. We know what we're doing. And I want to have you have that chance of understanding what we do. And we have a handful of evaluations open this week. So if this is you, I'm going to encourage you, don't sit on it. And because you're a listener of this show, this evaluation we do is completely free. Right? We do it for 10 people, no charge. It's a way of giving back to the Hudson Valley community that tunes in every week. So I want you to text the word spine to 845-896-1200. And that's 845-896-1200. And I'll get you on the schedule. We're right in Fishkill, New York. If you're unaware where that is, it's right where Route 84 and Route 9 meet. We have lots of people connect with us all the way down in New York City because this show reaches far and wide. It might not be for you. We have people that come to our office, start care living far away. Has to be the right situation. But most people come from about 20 minutes, a half hour away. So if you're within a 20-minute, 30-minute circle of Fishkill, New York, it would be a great fit for you. And I'd love to check you out, love to get you on the schedule, and love to give you a chance to try to gain understanding of what's stopping you from doing the stuff you love to do and restore it so you can have the life you want to have. So once again, the number is 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. Text the word spine and we'll get back to you right away, possibly, or Monday morning and, get you on a schedule and tell you what's going on and help you get healthier and be happier, have a happier life. That'd be tremendous. So now, once the signal's restored, your body actually has to build with something. And this is where I want you to picture a construction site. It's real important to think about this. Your brain and nervous system are the builder, the one holding the knowledge, reading the blueprints. And those blueprints are your DNA, the exact instructions for how every cell, every tissue, every organ is supposed to repair and rebuild itself. The builder knows exactly what to do, but the knowledge alone doesn't put up a house. The builder needs materials, cement, lumber, steel, all these things to build a house. That's nutrition. So that's the second pillar in order of health in restoring a body. First is nervous system function because that's the wisdom that runs every cell and system in your body. Second is nutrition because that's the material to build your body back up. So vitamin D, magnesium, omega-3s, those aren't just good for you. In some vague wellness sense, they're literally building material your body's builder is trying to use to execute a repair job it already knows how to do. Food itself doesn't heal you. I hear a lot of time, food heals. It can't heal you, but food, because it can't read a blueprint. It can't make a decision. But without the right material on site, even the best builder with the clearest instructions is stuck standing there with nothing to do. So the order matters. First, make sure the builder has a clear signal and is working from an unobstructed set of plans. That's chiropractic, right? Remove the interference between your brain, spinal cord, and every cell in your body so your body can work at 100% the way it's truly designed to run. Second, make sure the materials are actually showing up on the truck. That's nutrition. Skip the first step and you can eat perfectly and still not heal properly because the builder's instructions are getting garbled. Skip the second step and yet you can have the clearest signal in the world and still stall out because there's nothing to build it with. So now here's pillar two. And this is where most people are working twice as hard for half the results. Even with a clear signal, your tissues need the raw material to run on. And I mean specific, measurable raw material. Vitamin D, magnesium, omega-3, probiotics, good quality multivitamin that's methylated. And I'll break down what that means. These aren't trendy supplements. They're foundational. Vitamin D regulates hormones tied to how your body stores and releases fat. And it works as a hormone. It does so many things within your body. And the levels they say you need to be at, which are 30 nanograms per deciliter, are extremely low. You have to be up around 100. Magnesium is involved in over 300 processes in your body, including how your cells respond to insulin. Omega-3s control inflammation at a cellular level. And so many people out there are saying you have to heal at the cellular level. And I believe that's fully important. And most of us are walking down inflamed and don't know it because we never felt any different. So, and it's a slow burn. So over time, your health degrades and you slowly feel worse, but you can't sense it because it comes on over time. So what I want to do, I want to connect these dots for you because this is the part no one explains. When those nutrients are missing, it's not just fatigue or brain fog. It changes how your body handles blood sugar, stores fat, insulin resistance, chronic low-grade inflammation, a nervous system running the show under signal interference, add in the modern food supply, ultra-processed, sugar-loaded, devoid of nutrients and carrying chemical compounds called obesogens that actually disrupt your hormones, controlling your appetite and fat storage. And now you have a body that's fighting against you rather than another way around. So when someone tells you their weight struggle is a willpower problem, I want you to hear this clearly. It's usually a deficiency problem. You know, I want to let you know, so many people are saying it's a willpower problem, but the willpower is unattainable. You need so much of it to fight back against a body that's fighting you with the ferocity that our bodies fight us at with all the problems we have. And then missing nutrients block signals, a system that was never given what it was needed to work correctly in the first place. That's not a character flaw. It's not a problem with willpower. That's just your biology. So I want to talk about what a lot of people do next. Now, I understand this. I do. They turn to GLP-1 drugs, Ozempic, Wegovy, and all the rest, right? Put them all together. And I want to be fair here because the medications do one thing well. They suppress your appetite. That's the mechanism. But here's a question I want you to sit with this morning and think about. Does suppressing your appetite fix a vitamin D deficiency? Does it correct magnesium status? Does it clear obesogen exposure or restore nervous system signal to your metabolic organs? It doesn't. It quiets the alarm, but it doesn't fix when the alarm goes off. And it matters because so many people are walking around with a poor functioning body that doesn't want to burn fat. And then they take these drugs, it forces them to burn fat and that damages their body further. And this matters. It matters because the research is showing us what happens next. Most people regain the majority of that weight back within a year of stopping the medication. And a real portion of what's lost while you lose that weight is muscle. And that's very important. You know, you lose muscle, not fat, which actually slows your metabolism down further. So if the root cause, the deficiencies, a toxin load, the nervous system interference is never addressed, that dysfunction is still sitting there running in the background, whether you're on the drug or off of it. So our approach is very different. Our company, Hudson Valley Weight Loss, for the longest time, we've been the anti-GLP-1 office, even before GLP-1s or GLP-2s or 3s were ever around. We've been against them because your body, if it's functioning poorly, it can never run right by taking a pill or being injected with anything. So that's why our approach is different. You know, we're not interested in muting a symptom. We're interested in figuring out why your body's missing what it's missing, removing that interference with it and giving it exactly what it needs to start working correctly again. So you're not managing a problem for the rest of your life, you're actually resolving it. And we get great results. Our average person who starts our program gets faster weight loss in the first 40 days than you'll ever get in a GLP-1 drug. They lose 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. I'm going to repeat that, 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days, because we get your metabolism working for you again. We sort of light the fire back again that's been smoldering. We set it ablaze. Your body can run the way it should run. When your body has all of its nutrient needs met, it doesn't want to hold on extra weight. It wants to let it go. Yet we lose the majority of the weight as fat and you preserve your muscle. So many people look so much healthier instead of having a long drawn Ozempic face. They get so much healthier doing our system because their hormones regulate, their body works good, all the brain fog goes away, they just feel great. So, you know, I want to ask you a consequence question. If nothing changes, if you go another year relying on appetite suppression instead of actually fixing what's broken, where does that leave you? Still deficient, right? Still inflamed, still fighting a body that was never given what it was needed. And if you come off the medication at some point without ever addressing the root cause, you already know what the research says happens next. The weight comes back and it brings its friends with it. So would it be okay if I shared what we actually do differently? We don't guess. We test very specific devices. We can test exactly what you're deficient in, what's driving your metabolism. We identify what's working against you, and we build a plan to fix the machinery itself, not override it chemically. Picture this next year, not managing a prescription, not wondering if the weight is creeping back, but actually trusting your body again because it's finally working the way it's supposed to. That's the goal of fixing your metabolism, because next year your body's working right and you can eat like a normal person, not eating the bad food. You know, if you go back to eating horribly, you're going to put the weight on, but eat like a normal person and keep it off and feel great. So this week before you leave the house, two things. Get 10 to 15 minutes of morning sunlight in your skin. Love this. No sunscreen before 10 a.m. That's one of the simplest, most direct ways to support your vitamin D status. And swap one processed snack today for a handful of walnuts, a piece of fatty fish this week, real omega-3 sources your body can actually use. So the thing is, if you want to figure out how to be healthier, how to get this right, if you're tired of managing this instead of just fixing it, here's the thing. And I love this because I love my listeners. You know, if you're one of my listeners, I want to give you a free evaluation, no charge, to figure out what's going on with your metabolism. We have testing. We have cool technology to figure out exactly where your deficiencies are and give you real answers of why your body's holding on to weight. Most people are overweight, don't have discipline problems. They have metabolic issues. It's their biology. And if you get that right, your body will drop weight. It wants to drop weight. It wants to be healthier. And we do that all the time. So it's our way of taking care of the people tuning in this show every week. And I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to text the word tired. Open up those 10 times. We're doing it for free this week. 10 people can come in and do the entire first exam, the entire first meeting with one of the coaches, and figure out what's going on with you. So text the word tired to 845-896-1200. Once again, that's 845-896-1200. And we'll get you scheduled. So we're located at 209 Old Route 9 in Fishkill. If you ever know where Splashdown is, Splashdown's a water park, and we're pretty close to that, almost across the street from that. And if people come from further away, we'll let you know. If you're coming from New York City, Long Island, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, people come from far away for our weight loss system, because you don't really need to be in my office all the time, but you have to have that initial testing done in our office to figure out what's going on and exactly how we can help you. And most people, like I said, lose 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. And after that, you continue losing weight as we get your metabolism anchored and working phenomenally, never to go back to where it was. So once again, if you want to come in, be one of those first 10 people for free to have the evaluation, text us the word tired to 845-896-1200, and we'll get you scheduled. We'll get you on track and start you healing, feeling, and functioning the way you're supposed to all along and where life feels good. Okay, so far we covered the top two panels of the umbrella, the signal and the material. But an umbrella has more panels than that, and every one of them matters. So I'm going to keep going. I have five pillars for health. Pillar three is toxin elimination, getting the things working against your body out of your life. And I don't just mean the obvious stuff. Yes, there's chemicals in our food, our water, and our household products that your body has to process and clear out every single day. But here's what most people don't realize. Clearing toxins isn't just about what you avoid. It's whether your organs responsible for clearing them out are actually working. Your liver, your kidneys, your lymphatic system, all of it runs by the same nervous system we talked about a few minutes ago. If that signal's interrupted, your body's own detox system is running underpowered. So no matter how clean you try to eat, it can't do the job. So this isn't something to become paranoid over. Every label at the grocery store, you know, everything you look at, it's about two things working together. Reducing the load coming in, that's the stream effect. You have a pond, the stream coming into your pond, you got to reduce the toxins, get the stuff going into the pond, and then making sure the system carrying it out is actually online. That's the stream leaving the pond. It needs to carry more out of the pond that's coming in. That's the builder and the blueprint again, showing up in a different room of the house. So let me give you a real example, because I think it makes this concrete. I've got two patients, same age, same neighborhood. Honestly, they eat pretty similar diets. One of them feels sluggish by 2 p.m, gets frequent headaches, has skin issues that won't clear up no matter what cream she tries. The other one doesn't. Same exposure, same modern world, same toxic load coming at both of them. The difference wasn't what was coming in. It was whether her body could actually process and clear it. Once we restored the function to her nervous system, her liver and lymphatic system got the green light they've been missing. Within weeks, symptoms that had nothing to do with her and her spine started clearing up. That's not magic. That's just detox system finally doing what it's meant to do. Here's a simple one you could do this morning to start lightening that load without overhauling your whole life. Check three things under your sink or in your bathroom. your dish soap, your hand soap, and your body lotion to see if its fragrance is listed in the ingredients. That single word can represent dozens of undisclosed chemical compounds, many of them the exact obesogens and hormone disruptors we talked about earlier. So you don't have to replace everything today, just start noticing. Pillar 4 is movement, and specifically movement that oxygenates your tissue. Every cell in your body runs on oxygen delivered through your bloodstream, and the efficiency of the delivery system is trainable. When you move, really move, not just shuffle from couch to the car, you're building capillary density. You're improving how efficiently your mitochondria, the little engines inside of every cell, convert oxygen into usable energy. But there's a piece of this that ties right back to pillar one. And I think it's the part people miss the most. Movement itself is one of the most powerful inputs your nervous system receives. Every step, every reach, every twist sends proprioceptive information back to your brain, literally telling your nervous system where your body is in space and how it's functioning. Not outer space, but in your space around you, what you're touching, what you're feeling, everything. Movement doesn't just burn calories, it's feeding your builder more accurate information to work from. And there's a piece of this that shows up outside the gym too. Your heart rate variability, how much space there is between the heartbeats, is one of the clearest windows we have in how balanced your nervous system actually is. Chronically lower variability is a sign your body is stuck leaning on stress hormones instead of shifting into repair mode. And here's what's interesting. Movement is one of the fastest ways to nudge that balance back. You don't need to run a marathon. A brisk 20-minute walk changes that number. Your body isn't asking for you to be extreme. It's asking for you to be consistent. So here's the self-check you can do right now. Sitting in your car, your kitchen, wherever you are right now, hopefully you're out standing in the grass grounding. I want you to stand up, feet together, and reach your arms straight overhead like you're trying to touch the ceiling or the sky, whatever. Notice, does one side reach higher than the other? Does your low back arch to compensate? That small asymmetry is your nervous system telling you where the movement has actually started to restrict. Doesn't mean something's broken. It means it's worth a closer look before it becomes something you feel every single day. So I'm going to get into pillar five now. Pillar five is the one I call everything else we need to do to be healthy. And I would say it's with real respect because it's not a lesser pillar. It's just one that's the hardest pillar to put your finger on. Sleep, meditation, prayer, community, purpose, all the things you see in the blue zones across the world that allow people to live to 100 more than any other area around them. These aren't soft feel-good extras. They're directly regulating the same nervous system we've been talking about the entire show. And I keep going back to pillar one, which is your nervous system, because it really is what runs everything. Christopher Reeves broke his neck and his body shut down. And if he ate right, exercised, eliminated all toxins, he'd still shut down. So if you look at your nervous system, it's a very important part of this puzzle. But poor sleep disrupts the hormones that control hunger and satiety. So chronic stress keeps your body locked in a state where it prioritizes survival over repair, which means the builder never gets a chance to actually build, and a sense of purpose and connection, whether that's your faith, your family, or your community, has real measurable effects on how your body regulates stress and inflammation. I see this play out consistently in my own patients, the ones who are isolated, who don't have church, a team, a group of friends to see regularly. Even when their bodies are structurally fine, they heal slower and they relapse more. And the ones who have community around them, even when they're dealing with something significant, tend to bounce back faster. They're brighter, happier. They look younger. Purpose and connection aren't extras bolted on health. They're regulating the exact system as everything else we've talked about this morning. And I'll say this from experience, not just research. The patients I watched heal the fastest, the most completely, are almost never the ones doing the most. Right? They're the ones who got the fundamentals right and let their body do what it already knows how to do. It's about developing the right habits. Do the right habits, you don't have to think about it, and stuff happens right. We complicate healing because we think about how more effort equals more results. Most of the time, it's the opposite. It's fewer, better targeted levers applied consistently that actually moves a needle. So here's the umbrella. Put back together, top to bottom, chiropractic restores the signal, nutrition supplies the materials, reducing toxins and supporting detox lightens the load. Your system carries movement, oxygenates the tissues that feed the brain, accurate information and sleep, stress and purpose regulate the whole system so it can actually do its job of repairing what you need to be repaired. Fix the umbrella and every panel underneath gets easier to manage. That's a small lever. That's the big change. So here's the giveaway for this segment. Two quick ones. First, do that overhead reach test every morning just so you can notice how you feel. Second one, pick something from pillar five this week. Not five things, one, 10 extra minutes of sleep, 5 minutes of quiet before your day starts, one full phone call to someone in your life you've been meaning to reconnect with. Small levers, big changes. That's the whole philosophy of this show. If you've been feeling like you're doing all these things, doing them all right, and still not seeing the results you want, it might be about doing one more. It might be about fixing the umbrella instead of buying another raincoat. That's important to understand, right? Fixing the real problem instead of just injecting yourself or doing a quick fix, which never heals a problem. So ask yourself honestly, if that stays true for another year, what does this cost you? It could be worth 30 minutes of your time to connect with us, come in, and prove what's going on. So I'm going to ask you to text the word umbrella to 845-896-1200, and we'll get you a real valuation to find out what's going on, get you back on track, get you healing and working better. Once again, we're in Fishkill, New York, sort of at the junction where Route 84 and Route 9 meet. And if you want to just get in touch with us, once again, just text us the word umbrella. That's the big word for the show. So umbrella is all-encompassing to 845-896-1200. 1200. And this way we can get you back on track to being leaner, healthier, having a body that wants to work for you, having a clearer mind. When you're working better, you could be better for the people around you, your children, people you want to serve. You have more energy, more vitality to help other people. And that's my big goal. It's not about selfishness. It's about having a body that works good so you can express that better and help people to be healthier, have a better life. And you know, ultimately that's your job, is to restore and help other people as well. That's my mission. That's why I'm communicating to you. And you guys could do the same as well. So I love each and every one of you. I hope you have a truly blessed week, a phenomenal week. And I'm going to be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.